Is this thing on?
I hope so. Here we go.
Okay.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Oh my God, you guys. The first 7 seconds is always the most nerve-wracking because you never know if people can hear you. So I'm hoping they can hear me. Or us, I mean. This is Ricky. You're listening to Foul Monkeys. Thank you. And who is my co-host tonight?
Happy Pride!
Jesus!
Yes.
I'm pride today. I'm happy.
I see your shirt. There's a rainbow. It says happy. You're a happy rainbow.
Yes.
So thank you to Blind and Confused for the introduction.
Mary. Thank you very much.
We appreciate everyone. It. It sounds like they had a good drinking time.
Yeah. They always have a good time drinking.
I hope we're loud and clear. Or at least clear.
Clear. That would require that you enunciate properly.
Right. Oh my God, look how many people are in the room.
Five.
I love it. I love it.
Five and two are administrators. And the other two are you and me.
Sound great.
Yay! Thank you for joining us.
So you guys, I always get nervous when we do a pub or a live show because, you know, there's always the chance of day or dare is going to happen, you know. Or, you know, something's going to fuck up. We are having some severe thunderstorms right now.
I know. So I'm hoping that it doesn't knock our internet out.
Right. Because we need the electricities. If we get logged off because of the storm, we will try to use my phone, but I doubt if that works.
Someone say a prayer and drink some vodka for us.
So, Roger, oh my God, it's Pride 48. It's Pride Month.
Pride! I'm not going to do it again. It's okay. Too much. And I have chocolate in my mouth. And by chocolate, I mean a black dick.
Hi, Joe in Dallas.
Yes. Hi, Joe in Dallas. I don't know if he keeps sending me these videos. I think they're his personal.
No.
Meaning they're like him. I think they're a little different than the ones he sends you.
I think he sends you all chocolate men.
But I want to tell you, ball gagged. That's all I got to say.
I can tell you, he sends the best porn. Like, he is the best porn library person ever. He knows what you like. He's like the Spotify of porn. That's what he's like.
There's a signer in there that says Ricky's Apple Watch. And it says, poor Ricky. Is it because you're strapped on really tight to his wrist?
Okay, so we're going to try to keep an eye on the room. But if you keep an eye on the room,
then you don't chat.
We can't, right, interact. We can't talk.
Because last year, that's the problem that happened.
Right. And last year, we were super excited because we had something to look forward to. But this year, we do not have Mariah water to try. So
my dick is stretched tight. Ooh. Anyway, so there's a few things that we want to discuss.
Right.
Well, so the first one I want to discuss is how was your week? It wasn't. I need to get prepared for the one I want to discuss.
But let's not get too crazy.
I'm not.
It was good. Oh, we have a voicemail. I think people can call in at the same time.
No, we're not going to do that today.
No,
we calling have one.
We can't play. Well, we can play it, you guys.
No, it's too much. There's a lot going on.
Hand me the thing. I'll play it on my phone. If we
what the one. Voicemail?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But I wanted to do my stuff first, so we can
all right.
Voicemail in a minute.
Well, hand me the thing though,
because I'm connected to the computer, so I have to do my thing first.
Oh, you have. Oh, okay. Oh,
can I?
Y'all, we did no plans. Did not plan this.
No call. Yes, thank you, Tappy Smiley. I love you. No calling for today. But
no, you can call. We just might not get to your call.
Wait, so if I want to play something, should I unmute mine or should I just play it?
You have to unmute it, but you have to log off of the stream. So make sure you.
Oh, I'm logged off the stream.
Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and play. I know Ricky's gonna hate this, but I'm really excited because there was a little snippet that was released.
No, we can't do that. We can't play any of licensed music. Why? That's like against the rules.
For, on what?
For Pride 48, we can't do it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we can't do that.
They just played Shots. That's a fucking licensed song.
We're not supposed to. I'm telling you, we're not supposed to do it.
Well, technically, this is an out. So technically, we're stealing it. It's not. So I'm going to go ahead and play it. All right. So hope you guys can hear it. So this will be your guys' first listen if you haven't listened to Janet's new single called No Sleep.
Oh, no, I haven't heard this. I only heard the thing that she said that had the handwriting or whatever.
Oh, no.
And it's okay. I mean, it's not. She's really whispery still. Can she speak louder than 10 decibels?
As opposed to Mariah, who can scream past the 10 decibels?
At least she can carry a conversation.
Anyway, so that's you guys have heard it here first. We have the exclusive. Anyways, that's the first thing. Uh-huh. Second thing is that Janet sent her fans a love letter. I'm not going to play that one because it's a little bit longer. But and yes, we're getting something on Monday because now there's a timer on her website. Mm-hmm. And it's like for an hour and 9 days. Or a day and 9 hours. Uh-huh. So I'm like,
what if she releases a video and a single at the same time?
I am going to shit my pants. And then I'm going to fling it at you.
You guys, was it last Monday when her tickets went on sale?
Yes.
Last Monday, Roger called me at 4:45 in the morning to let me know that Janet tickets were going to be available.
Literally,
6 o'clock, he texted me. He's like, 6 a.m. Oh, my God. It's going to happen. And then 7 o'clock, he's like, I bought 18 tickets.
I bought four. I bought four and I got two that are fairly close. I mean, I think they're both comparably close. I'm waiting to see if maybe she releases like a fan package or anything. And then I'm going to do that probably solo for Wednesday night. And I'll still go to the one on Tuesday so I can see her two times. But anyways.
It sounds like fun. You asked me to go.
Yes.
All right. You asked me if I wanted to go.
Yes.
I have not said yes or no. I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I'm just letting you know right now that you are
going to decision real quick.
You're going to be missing a really good time. Whether you really like her or you don't like her, you get a really, really great show. Visually speaking, it's not as intricate and in-depth like Madonna's video screens, but it is a pretty good show. I mean, the numbers, the performance, the dancing, all that, it's pretty good.
I do have a question, though, because that theater, it's relatively small compared to, like, an arena.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It seats 3,800. So do you think
her show is going to be, like, I mean, her production has to be kind of small. It can't be, like, extravagant and fireworks and all that shit, right?
They could still have some sort of fireworks because the stage is pretty deep. And the stage is fairly wide. I think when you look at it from the entrance of the theater, it does look kind of small. But as you get closer to the stage is pretty big.
Uh-huh.
I think she is probably going to still be able to do a full scale. I don't think she's doing, like, a lot of on-stage
Performances
props and setup and theatrics and things like that. I mean, I'm pretty sure she'll probably have like a fire rain thingy. She'll probably have
a fire rain thingy.
You know, like the rain in the background, it's fire, but
maybe
it's like
she
raining.
Doesn't do that because that's what caught Michael Jackson's hair on fire. Remember in that Pepsi commercial where he almost died because his hair caught on fire?
That was a Pepsi commercial.
That's what I said. Pepsi.
Is it okay? I didn't hear you. I hear you.
right here in front of you.
Right. Not paying attention to you. No.
No.
But yes, the same thing. Yeah. No, but yes, the same thing.
Just probably with like some chains like in front of it so it doesn't touch her.
Right. Well, I'm sure she's rehearsed it many times before. But anyways, anyone who's ever seen Janet in concert can probably attest. So if you know Ricky, send him messages on how great of a show he will be missing if he doesn't go.
Turnip Head said, I had a blast at the Rhythm Nation concert, but I was a young flaming gay boy then.
Young gay flaming boy is still there.
No, he's not flaming and he's not a boy.
No,
he's not. He's a lot of man.
Mm-hmm.
a lot
all
of
that man.
And if you want to see a lot of man, y'all come to Pride 48 in Las Vegas. Yep. Because it's all, I mean, it was on my forehead 2 years ago. I mean,
it's like slapping him on the forehead. He was getting that mushroom stamp of approval.
I was getting some maple syrup, Canadian maple syrup.
Oh,
not that close.
Leaky faucet. Right.
Somebody put that maple tap in that tree and just turned it, and it just went full flow.
Turn up. How come I didn't get that this year in Vegas? Actually, I would want it in my mouth. En mi boca.
In mi boca.
In mi boca. In this area.
So
anyway, so that's my Janet update for everyone. I am forewarning you, for the next year you will probably hear all about Janet from me.
No, not a year. Like it'll be the next 8 more years, because that's when her next album will come out.
Probably. It'll progressively get less and less and less and less after I see her, but I'm just forewarning everybody. I don't need
God, look at the picture that Mike Lawson put in the chat room. That's exactly what it looked like.
That's a good picture.
That's kind of
Mike,
hot.
Is that yours? Is that sweetness coming out of you?
Oh, we lost a lot of listeners.
We lost all 18 we have in there.
Ant wanted to tell us, he told us through Twitter that he is listening through his phone. He's just not in the chat room.
Okay.
He's prepping for dinner.
Got it. Well, we love Auntie Vera.
Oh, you guys just missed the dryer buzzer go off.
Anyway, so moving along, what do you want to do the voicemail?
Well, I don't have it up, so let's talk about what we did.
So today we went to go see a movie. So first of all, I'm chatting with Dum Dum over here, and
Dum Dums,
and I'm telling him, hey, do you want to go to a movie? I said, I was like, do you want to go to a movie? And he was like, I really don't want to see that child's movie, because I think there's going to be a lot of children, because I want to go see Inside Out. And I was like, so I responded, first of all, I said a movie, not specific, very general. And what do you want to eat? Fast forward to, we're in Chili's, because we've now decided that we're going to go eat, and we're going to eat at Chili's. And I'm like, sitting here thinking that we're going to go to the movies.
What'd you bring your candy for?
He sees I have a little baggie of Starburst, and he's like, why'd you bring your candy for? And I was like, oh, for the theater, so when we're watching the movie, so I have to buy expensive candy. And he's like, we're not going to the movies. I'm like, what do you mean we're not going to the movies? Because he's a dipshit, y'all.
No, because he didn't read his text messages.
I did read your text message, but
you didn't read it right.
I just, you said, never mind. What did you say?
I said, never mind, that movie's too late.
Yes, and then I mistook when you said that to me, like, never, you were referring to the 150 show.
Oh,
okay. And I was like, I'm like, oh, perfect. That's why I was like, oh, this works out really good.
All right, you want to play this voicemail?
Do you got it?
Yep, here it goes. Hopefully it works. It's not coming. Here we go.
Hi, guys. It's Baron Frosty. I'm listening to the live show. I was hoping I could get on live and tease y'all. But I'm listening. I'm listening. Check it out.
Okay, so we're going to try to keep an eye on...
Oh, God. I don't want to hear myself.
Nick, yeah. Love you both. See you in October. Bye.
October? He's going to be there in August.
In August, and maybe he's coming to Chicago in October.
Right, but he said, "What shouldn't he see you in August?"
Girl, it is Baron Frosty. Why you question?
Right.
Nothing she does and says makes sense. We love you. Kisses.
Let's name who the people are in the room. Let's do that. We have Urban Guy T.O.
Yes, I love you, Urban Guy.
We have Auntie Vera Charles, who...
Hello!
I just adore. And she adores my animales.
Animales. So.
Animales.
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 There you go.
Animales.
Instead perros. Yes. Perros.
Perros.
There you go. Yay! Yay! Ooh, she's not tarded.
Tarde.
That means late in Spanish.
We have Baron Frosty.
Yeah, I was right. He'll be in Chicago in October.
Turnip Head just came in the room. We have CR Mags. We have Dennis. And we know who Dennis is. He has that accent, remember?
Mm-hmm.
The real sexy...
The Boston accent mm-hmm. that he was said that I needed to check my vocabulary.
Right. Always. You need to check.
You know, lazy dazical.
Lazy dazical. We have Dr. P, Next Blime, who is... We've been waiting for a picture of his penis, but he's like our doctor's expert because, you know, we're licensed and everything
and nothing.
But we need a doctor to let us know that we're saying the right thing. We have Ed Chan. He's listening. I can't remember where he's from. Not Malaysia. Not the Philippines. Tell us where you are, Ed Chan. I'm sorry. I can't remember.
Maybe he's from Thailand.
Maybe it's Malaysia. Thailand. Maybe. I don't know. Let us know where you are.
Where's he from?
We have Fal Chinchinas, RC, in Singapore.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that where they cane people?
Yes. That's where Mariah Carey sang, I think, is Kuala Lumpur in Singapore or in Thailand? I think it's in Thailand, right?
I thought that was India.
Dude, I failed maps. It's in Malaysia, girl. I'm so...
We have Gary and Albuquerque.
Is this on? We have a live mic here.
Yeah. We have Gary in Kentucky. We have Jada Tristan, John Lee Hart. No. Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
And we have John Lee Hart. We have Calvin.
Turn on the headphones because it's really loud.
That is the headphones.
No, I know. Turn them down because it's reverberating. I can hear it.
Which one's that?
Let's just unplug it. Okay, we'll unplug it. Sorry, y'all. It's really loud in here, so I can hear it. There you go. Thank you. Much better.
Sorry, you guys. We have Calvin. We have Mean Keen. We have Modesto Dad. Ooh, who's that? We have Monkey Bacon. We have Mike Lawson. We have Nowhere Chrissy.
Toppy Smelly, I will boss you around.
He is so bossy. Like I've done this show for 9 years and I've never had someone so bossy, I don't think.
Really?
We have Ricky's Apple Watch. We have Spanking B. Arthur. We have our Spirit Mom.
Oh my God, is she on?
Yeah, Spirit Mom.
Oh my God.
My Spirit Mom. She's my Spirit Mom.
Hi, Mean Mom.
Love her. And we have Toppy Smelly also. So, thank you guys for being here.
First
we appreciate
of all, you
it.
Made that seem like he was no one. Who? Oh, we got Toppy Smelly here.
Oh, no. We have Toppy Smelly also.
We love Toppy Smelly.
He's the last, but that's, you know what we'd say about the last.
Is always the first to come.
Good one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We have 40 more minutes.
Yeah. We have lots to talk about. You know, he does this song and dance every fucking time we're about to record. What are we going to talk about? And I always reassure him that we have lots to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I remember what I told you about when I was in grade school? My teacher told me, she told my mom that I was very smart and very, like, sociable. And she goes, but goddamn, he is a social butterfly. He talks to everything. If I put him against the wall, he's going to talk to the wall. Well, that's how I made friends.
Well... In Mexico, you don't have walls in your school, so that's a lie. Mm-hmm. Are we playing the what's a lie and what's a truth game?
What's sitting in front of me is a lie. No, actually, that's not true.
I've seen what's sitting truth. In front of you is not the truth.
Because it's my con.
He says, although we are on the equator and are in danger of baking to death under the hot sun... This sounds so bad. You know what? It today's high was 55.
It was glorious. For a fat boy like me, it was fun.
It needed to be more sun though. I mean, it 70 is the perfect weather here. I think 65
is a perfect weather, and I'll tell you why, because you can still get that heat from the sun when you're like walking in it and be like, oh, it's nice and like warm. It's not too hot, it's not too cold. And then when you get into the shade, it's like, ah. I could cool down from the hot sun at 65.
Auntie Vera Charles said our high was 90 fucking eight. Sorry.
Is he in California?
Yeah.
Oh,
on the surface of the sun.
What I would give to be in California.
Mm-mm.
I would
There's
love
no
it.
Water. There's no water.
Well, I mean, like, if I need water, I could just piss. I'll drink that.
you can't constantly drink your pee all the time.
Well,
because no. That's on X-Tube.
Did what's his face from up in the East that does the show Dubious Intent or D Plus or DI Plus or
Daniel?
Yeah, no,
Adam.
Didn't he do some X-Tube videos?
I have heard there are some X-Tube videos
of him fucking a watermelon, right? Or a melon.
I think it's a cantaloupe or a honeydew. I'm not for sure. Everyone
melon
says,
all the same.
Everyone says a different
fruit. It was round and a hole was there.
It was a grape.
It was a blueberry.
Girl, it was a raisin.
Adam, girl, get into it.
There's not a lot there to get into.
Yes!
I fucked a raisin.
Correction, you fucked a row of raisins. Right? He just opened the bag and just stuck his dick in the bag of raisins or the box.
Oh, like he was fucking the sun-made girl.
Oh my god, that is so super wrong.
Oh my god, Jesus. That was pretty funny. Still have sorry, Adam, we love you.
35 minutes right. About that. We love you, Adam.
So
if you want to send me the video, I'd be more than happy to watch and review.
I'm sure I can find it for you. I've never watched it, but I'm sure I can find it for you.
Oh, I've tried to search. I couldn't find it.
I can show you where it is.
Oh, okay.
I think.
You do that.
So, Roger.
Ricky.
I think we have a mutual dislike for the situation at work.
It's going to get serious, y'all.
It's going to get so serious. Because back in the day, apparently it was still okay to smoke.
Back in the day,
like,
when I was
I would be working and then the person's like, oh, I'm going to take a smoke break. And I'm like, okay.
That's illegal.
So I'm working. And then they come back and they're like, okay, I'm back. And I'm like, I'm going to go on break. And they're like, no, you don't get breaks. excuse me,
bitch.
And so I would be like, okay, I guess this was not as a teenager, so it's like my teenage job. And then they would be like, oh, I'm going back on a smoke break, I'll be back. I'm like, how is that fucking fair? What the hell is that about? So flash forward till what, 2 weeks ago, I think this happened. Roger, you're reading the room.
Oh my God.
You're not listening to
I
me.
Am listening. So last week something
oh
happened.
Is that the yeah.
I don't want to thank you, Mr. Mike. I do not want to click on that because I'm afraid it's going to start playing and I don't have my mute and I'm a little woozy. I'm old.
So flash forward, we're in a meeting with my coworkers and we're discussing time off for the holidays because at my job, at the end of the year, it gets super busy and it's hard for people to get to take off on the holidays. So,
which I think
we
is a
start
total...
talking about the holidays, and then the people with Sharon decided, oh, Ricky, you know what? You don't have family here and you don't have children, so you can just work the holidays.
Before you continue, did they actually ask you that? Did they verbalize it to you or did they give you the look of death when this was going on?
I would like to have the week of Thanksgiving off. That's me.
Right.
And three of my coworkers were like, oh, well, we wanted it too, but you know, our children are here and they're off from school. So we really need that week off.
See now, that's when I would have turned around and been like, squeeze me. Listen here, Mary, Kathy, and Tanisha, ain't gonna happen. Take thousands of seats.
So I don't know if you said you'd experienced that at jobs before.
Yes.
I've talked to several other people that have experienced that at jobs. Why do people feel that people that don't have children or family members where they live, why do they think they don't need to have time off?
You know, I don't either. I think it's
Ed Chan, Roger was definitely patting his downstairs weave.
Oh, shit. Oh, what? That video.
Let me go ahead and click it so we can save it for later.
Adam girl. Get it. Get into that.
So I wonder if other people in the room, have you guys ever experienced like that kind of discrimination? If you don't have children, it probably happens a lot to gay males, I would think, because there's, well, maybe not now because they be having children all the time now.
Right. Exactly. What? Oh, sorry. That Mr. Mike is not Mike Lawson. Sorry. We didn't, that's an insult to either of you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Mr. Mike. That is not Mike Lawson. He is from
Canada.
Oh, yeah. I know who he is. Sorry.
He is the neighbor to Urban Guy T.O. and Turnip Head.
Okay, people. I got it. Everybody, he is not Mike Lawson.
I just said that.
Well, I know. Well, people are responding. Oh, I forget. They're 7 seconds later. Oh. They're responding 7 seconds after we talk.
Oh, is that how it? Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so yes, that has happened to me in previous jobs. Or I also got the, I'm a single woman and I need to travel because I'm single and alone.
Right.
Oh, hi. Welcome to my fucking nightmare. The water's warm. I'm just like, no, that's not fair. And so this year we got together to work out vacation time. And there was, do you remember that? I can't remember if I talked about it, but we had this person at my job that was having issues.
Difficulties.
Yes. And she is no longer with the company, which is amazing.
Oh my God. Toppy Smelly. I just had a Clausen pickle like an hour ago.
I mean, he ate that motherfucker so fast. I think he bit his finger.
Urban Guy says he gets that attitude all the time at work.
I'm loving that ass Michael just sent.
Baron said we can work because we don't have kids. Excuse me, I have two little white children that I take care of that I have to come home to and feed every day.
I don't have anybody to take care of, but you know what?
No, you have you have two babies.
Just because I didn't fucking pop out them nasty, ratchet-ass children that you have at your house doesn't mean that I have to suffer working at work. Because you made the choice to spread your legs and receive the seed of God. And I scene.
Almost spit into my microphone. Oh, God. Ricky's grinder pigs. No. That would that never happen. That is
too brown.
I wish I was that skinny.
That is way too brown.
He has way too much of a tan for me.
And he is on the wrong site. Why are you on Grindr?
That is not an appropriate Grindr. He looks very sad and please come to me. Well, maybe he's on Grindr because he's looking for a chaser boy. They are on there sometimes.
Maybe he's on there because he's lonely.
Aren't you on all those?
No.
You aren't?
No.
You're not on any of those sites.
No, I'm not a Grindr.
Okay.
I'm on apps. Scruff.
Okay, and, abs.
And Growler. That's it.
Okay.
Just really show.
But that's not for lonely people, only Grindr.
I never said it was for lonely people.
Yeah, you did.
No,
you
I just, didn't.
You just said he's probably on Grindr because he's lonely. I said, look at his picture. He looks sad. Come to me. And you're like, no, he's lonely.
I meant lonely.
Because he's on Grindr.
You make it seem like I'm attaching the word lonely to you saying he's that ugly is and desperate.
That is Ricky's Grindr pick. Yes, that's me. Did you look at the second one? I mean, I love frosting. That's Dr. P's picture, actually. Right. Not Dr. P.
Baron Frosty?
No. No. Why can't I think of his name? Dr. Wes Stone. That's whose picture it is. Oh, my God. Oh, Larry Vader's in the room. Welcome, Larry Vader.
He's been in the room for a while.
Oh. Well, he wasn't on the list when I read through them.
No. John Hart is back in.
Is this the real Larry Vader? And if it is, how do I know if it's the real Larry Vader?
Take out your dick.
Because...
Well, I mean, you could take it out to me personally when we get to Vegas, but not on the
he won't not be in Vegas. Chat. Oh, he won't. Larry Vader doesn't go to Vegas. He thinks we're all scum, I think.
Oh, he said you're fucking fat.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. God, I feel so honored. Larry Vader's in the room tonight.
Anyways.
So, yeah, I had that problem this week at work, or the weekend before last. Can't
get it together.
My words tonight. I guess it happens to everybody, but I was like, whatever. Don't even go there, girlfriend.
No, you know what? I think if you were, I mean, like, for example, if it was, you know, Jules and me, like, we're close. So if she needed those days off, like, we would come to a,
right,
you know, a compromise. Well,
just to let you all know, I got the week of Thanksgiving off.
Atta girl.
You should have pulled. Like, don't make me play
the gay card.
Even more minority card.
Wait a minute. What was your first minority card?
No, I said even more than what they have. Well, actually, they have two because they're women and they're of color. So
You would still not win. In any competition.
I need to add something to that.
Now, if there were more like brown people in that room and gay, then you would lose. Then you would probably
be the minority. I was the minority in the room. I was white and gay. So we have two cards each. Oh, no, I have three. White, gay, and male, because I was the only male in there. Three. Oh. I beat it. That's so why I got it.
And I guarantee you the reason why they said that was because you're a guy.
Yeah, I think it would happen to them, but even less than a white single guy.
Yeah. You know what?
Oh, Larry Vader said, don't forget the fat card. Oh, I got that too.
And do you have diabetes by any chance? Do you got the diabetes?
Working on it.
Clearly. As I'm the one stuffing my face with chocolate cake.
Right. I mean, girl, we went to Whole Foods. Y'all. After the movies, we went to Whole Foods. I had sticker shock, so I only bought one thing.
I agree, Ed Chan. I agree. Did you say you had sticker shock?
They were very compelling minority cards in that room because I did have sticker shock, but Roger apparently felt that he needed to buy the whole store. And one of those, did you get the other piece of cake too?
I sure did.
Two pieces of cake. What else did you get?
I got, no, one was a fruit.
A tart.
Tart. And the other one was death by chocolate.
What'd you call me?
Two bottles of water and a croissant. If that's not a stoner's fat dream, I don't know what it is. Oh, and I have my sriracha kettle chips in front of us.
I kind of like how you can put a P in between anybody's name and make it sound more posh. Antivera P. Charles, Gus P. Chad, Baron P. Frosty.
Well, Mr. Dr. P. is always in between Baron Frosty, so that P is appropriate. Okay.
Do it. Let's see. Well, John Ong's not on, so you can't really compete with him, but let's see how long you can do your rolling R's for. Take a deep breath.
I don't know if I can.
Swallow your cake first.
I didn't have cake in my mouth, you asshole. Anyways, so we would have to work it out. And it would be to their betterment that they work it out in my favor. That's all I'm saying.
You best have it off.
Yes. Because it ain't going to look pretty. Anyways, so yeah.
Oh,
We have it by seniority. So whoever, like,
oh no, that group would never work because I'm the newest to the group.
Yeah, no, but that's how we have it. Like, it's first come, first serve. But and so the seniority card doesn't actually come into play until after first come, first serve is passed. So
how far advance can you guys put your days in?
Literally after Christmas is done, we start putting our vacation in for next year.
Oh, we can't. We can only go up to 6 months at a time.
Nope. We put it on. I mean, it's not officially like given to you until you get closer to that holiday or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, because like we don't want anybody to be like, oh, we want this day off. You're really low on the totem pole. So sorry, you're going to have to work. But usually we have like a skeleton crew because some people don't travel or some people don't have their families here. And they
volunteer.
And they're like, well, might as well
because work. We should not be told. They right. should not be told.
Right.
That they should work.
Exactly. So, but most of the time,
early bird gets the whole food cake.
Yeah, that was me. I mean, at the store.
Y'all, that store is expensive.
Because, oh my God. I mean,
$6 dude, a pound for tortilla chips. Are you kidding me?
He thinks a fucking dollar store is expensive.
No.
Yes, you do.
Hummus for like $5. Oh, hell no.
The hummus is $5 anywhere you go.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Not when it's at my house and I can make it for the same.
Oh, well, then why aren't you slaving over a motherfucking because chickpea?
It takes a while. I can't be doing that when I get home. Ain't nobody got time for that. So I just literally
you throw it in the food processor with it's your garlic and your lemon and your olive oil.
It's not that
you mix
easy.
It, and if you want to eat it right off the motherfucking cup, then you do it. Otherwise, you put it in the refrigerator and you let it freeze.
You forgot something.
What?
Tahini.
You don't have to put tahini in.
But tahini makes it hummus. Well, otherwise, it's ground up chickpeas.
Well, okay, maybe I forgot that ingredient. I've never seen that ingredient in.
Get your sunflowers.
But anyways. Go ahead.
Antivera Charles says, Foul Monkeys Boys, each of you talk about one of the most scary moments in your life. Scary. I don't know. I mean.
I would have to say
that's a hard one.
I would have to say when I met you.
Oh, that's interesting God because damn it, it's I was the waiting. Day I died.
I was waiting so long to fucking say that. She kept talking.
Hummus with peanut butter is something I never understood, said Calvin. I guess that kind of makes sense because the hummus that has the tahini, that's sunflower paste or sunflower butter.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I can get why peanut butter someone would put it in there, but that would make it sweet, I think. Tahini doesn't really
if you get unsweetened peanut butter or like the peanut butter powder.
Oh, and Calvin, if this is Calvin from Hello Waffles? Because if so, then I know it's unsweetened because in San Francisco they have no real food. Everything is organic air, water.
It's not organic air.
The peanut butter was.
They're getting the
peanuts for the peanut butter were grown in the air because how dare them touch the dirt and use something that died a million years ago.
You said hanging from the fucking tree.
No, so the air like grew them.
Right. So it's kind of like an upside down tomato plant. Like,
yeah, exactly.
They hang the peanut upside down. He said
it's biodynamic, gluten free, vegan, watered by the tears of moon children. That's a product
is
of
that
an animal.
Hello Waffles.
Yeah. That's a product would, of no, an animal. Sure. But a tear is a product of an animal. You can't use that. Sorry. You know they can't
fuck them animals
if they're vegan. Like vegans, they don't eat honey. They don't eat like anything.
Yes, because it comes from animal.
Yeah, but it doesn't die. Why can't it makes it naturally? Why isn't it okay to eat that?
Who fucking understand vegans?
How about boy butter? I've never experienced boy butter. Well, wait. Let me think about that.
I have.
I've experienced boy batter. And by boy, I mean someone over 18. Don't get it nasty.
Don't get it twisted, boo. yes, see. I did say that. Animal.
Manimal.
Shmanimal. Yeah, anyways, so.
What was our point? What were we talking about? Oh, scariest moments. Antivera Charles was...
Yes.
Our scariest moment was thinking, oh my God, we have to go vegan. That's my scariest moment ever. I don't know, not to make it a downcast, but I think just after my father passed away, that's the first person I've ever experienced pass away, you know, close to me. So I think like the fear that I got after that of where like everyone was going to die... And it caused me to like be like obsessive crazy about it for a little bit. I think that's probably one of the scariest moments of my life.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. I'm moving my mic.
No, we have to stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down. Because we're geriatric.
What would be one of the scariest moments? I don't, you know, actually, I'm not quite sure what would I consider to be one of my, I think it would probably have to be when the two events, they're separate, but they're the same.
What about was that scary?
Wait, what is that?
You can't read sign language, girl.
I didn't see. I wasn't paying attention. Sorry. Oh, you know, that wasn't necessarily scary.
I don't know if you want to say what it was, but.
Oh, I don't care. It's a DUI. Like, I don't care.
And it were you scared then? That would probably scare the shit out of me.
No, I was actually really, I was kind of pissed off at the cop because he pulled me over. I had 5 drinks over the span of 6 hours.
I had 5 drinks over the span of 10 minutes. Right. It didn't even have time to kick in yet.
Right. I was hoping it would kick in by the 3rd drink. Right. I'm going to go ahead and take 2 more.
Right.
Just for posterity.
No, you measure. Always order 2 at a time so that always. You don't have to wait you in line
always,
so long.
Always, always, always double fist.
Right.
And I'm not talking about a drink. Oh, speaking of double fisting,
hi, Joe have and you Dallas. Ever fisted? No, I've never done that.
No?
We've discussed that.
Oh, yeah, have we?
I can't remember. I'm not even like, I get nervous just touching a butthole. So putting my whole hand in one, that is like my second biggest fear. That's my second biggest fear.
Okay.
So your scariest moment?
I would have to say when 2 separate incidents, but the same, one of my next door neighbors was brutally attacked after I had left her house by a group of kids because there was a whole like thing. She accused one of their fathers of raping her. But they came over to her house because they were all friends at one point. They were also my friends. 2 of them were, which were the 2 main people. And they literally beat the shit out of her, like really bad. And that to me was like, I went over there to see her, to her aid, and she was, I mean, she looked so messed up. So that was kind of scary because I knew those people, and like they actually went to my high school. So I was like terrified because I'm like, oh my God, now they're going to, you know, try to do something to me in high school or try to do something to me while I'm walking home or whatever. So that was pretty scary. I think the second time was when a friend of mine.
Turnip said he's going to make me touch his butthole.
I want to use you like a puppet. Saddle up.
Does it have a scratch and sniff sticker on it? Do you think it smells like Canada, like Canadian maple syrup?
Where?
On the scratch and sniff sticker on.
Oh my God, John Ong is on. We were just talking about you. Do you
mind people touching my butthole? No, I don't.
No, not at all. Anyways, and the second one was, again, involving a friend and his boyfriend, and they were fighting, and my friend, both of them were friends of mine. One of them was going through, like, a mental breakdown a la Britney Spears, like that, because he actually is bipolar.
Uh-huh.
And he was going through a manic phase. So when he threw in all of that,
he's like super excited.
No, he got super because it's one extreme or the other. So it's like really like depressed, down, angry, or extremely happy. Wants to like, buy everybody.
You get a beer. You get a beer. You get a beer.
Yes,
it was. Like, I don't have no money, y'all.
No, and it's funny because 2 days prior to that, he literally spent like $3,000 at the Apple Store.
Turnip said it smells like maple syrup or poutine.
Or poutine. Is that like protein? And they started arguing and one thing led to another. And he kicked my friend's knee as he was walking up the stairs. He kicked the back of his knee and he tore every tendon in his knee because of that. So I was like, that was scary because my friend, the one that lives by your work, he was the one that was beating the shit out of out of him before he went back into the house and did that. And so I was terrified. And my friend is like screaming like bloody murder because his knee is literally dangling. Like, I mean, like, it's not dangling because he could, yeah, it was still attached.
The skin, like, but, it was holding it in.
But like all, you know, the muscles and tendons were torn. So he could not bend his knee. Because obviously it would be excruciating pain. Anyway, so my friend who lives in Glenview literally picked him up and flung him across the street. Like, I'm not even lying.
Really?
To him. He was literally lifted him up. He was at least a foot off the floor. And he, like, flung him.
He, like, fucking WWF him.
Yes, he fucking did.
Who does he think he is? Savage?
Macho, Randy Macho Man Savage?
Slap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, he slimmed into one. Oh. And so anyway, so it was a big ordeal. And that was really terrifying to me because I've never experienced that. What?
Wait, I'm sorry. I was reading what Toppy Smelly said. I remember when a butterfly kicked me in the head and that was kind of it for me. But I did bash the snot out of the butterfly. So that's your scariest moment? That's our scariest moments, Anna Vera Charles.
I think that's probably, I mean, I'm sure there are others if I told stories, but
you know,
I think one of the scariest ones was probably when the priest touched me. Oh. That was like 2 days ago.
Is this opposite day?
This was like yesterday. He said, "Hail Mary, full of grace, Lord be woo."
So we have,
get on your knees.
We have like,
I'm so blasphemous.
13. You are very, like, I mean, I respect everybody's stuff, and sometimes I say some bad stuff, but sometimes y'all, Roger, like, spews some stuff. I'm like, bitch, you're supposed to be Catholic. What are you doing?
Catholic smack-lick.
We have 13 minutes left, and we have some questions. We need some advice about something.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, aunties.
Get into it.
Get into it.
Do you like that?
You like that? Oh, I wish the PNS boys were here. Roger, let's talk about our dilemma, something that we've noticed in our lifetimes.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Oh, so I've had experiences. I'm not going to say whether it's current or past, but I'm just going to say I've had an experience or two of making out with. Now, let me preface that I like to, you know, toot my own horn when it comes to kissing and making out because I think I'm actually really good. And I've been told many a time. A lot of time it has to do because of my lips. But anyway. So,
what about your two lips?
Ew. It's like I got double fisted. Oh my God, I see what you're doing. Turning it around. Anyway, so I've had a couple experiences.
Monkey Bacon said it's because you're chiclets too.
Those get in the way. where I've, you know, sort of kissed, made out with someone for the first time, and it's really bad, like really bad. Like you're kissing the wall bad. Like you're like when you're like seven and you're like, I'm going to make out with the tree because I need to know what it's
right. What it
is like.
Okay, no one does that.
Exactly. Oh. So then you go to the wall because you're like, ew, that's gross.
I would fucking make out with Mariah Carey in a heartbeat. John Ong asked if we would make out with Mariah Carey. Yes, I would.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. No, I don't think she's a good lover.
I bet she is.
I don't think so.
You think she just lays there?
I think she thinks that she's a good lover, so it ends up being bad. You know, it's kind of like I feel like she's
just like these kissers you've had.
Oh my God. So, anyways, back to the kiss because you know, I told Ricky. I was like, you know, like, that's so bad. Like, you know, you like this person and you like their personality and whatever, and you get along with them seemingly well. And then you go to kiss these people and you're like
fucking rape your lips. It's like
no,
it's like right, frat boy, which right. is me when I'm drunk, but whatever. That's okay. Cause I'm drunk.
Right. It's like, you know, I don't know like what is with that.
I think she lays there in muscle relaxer phase. Haze.
That's funny. That's really funny. That's kind of how I wish I could lay.
God, all the time. All just to be that relaxed.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. Wait. But circle back to...
We have 10 minutes to get this done. Yes.
I also think that, you know, you should teach them a little bit, give them some sort of direction, right?
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it literally means that you have to pull their face and just hold it with your two
and
hands.
Say, stop.
And just, stop. Let me leave.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Right.
But because you've bitten my lips and put them on fire.
It's like you've taken chunks at this point of my fucking side of my cheek and lip and tongue. It's like, I mean,
like
you're
a zombie.
You're not excavating for fucking tonsil gold. But anyways.
Not tonsil gold.
You know, because of my Mariah Carey.
Mr. Mike is dirty. Stop, drop, and bend over.
That's literally what happens to Ricky. Anyway, so.
Oh, wait. Nowhere Chrissy says, I give them a pass on the very first one in case they might be nervous, but if they are constantly bad, no thank you.
You know, I agree. I so agree.
So, but would you break up with someone? Like, let's say you dated someone and you're like, I give them a try. You know, 1 month leads to 10 years. And like that, on your 10-year anniversary, you say, I'm sorry.
But you're a really bad kisser.
You're a bad kisser and I have to break up with you.
No. I wouldn't say that. But I would be like, so, and okay, I have to preface with this particular story that there was an addendum to one of these people's bad kissing.
Because they didn't have lips.
No, because it's kind of their first for a few things, if you get my drift.
Okay.
Okay.
Virgin.
Right. And so anyway, so like I'm just kind of like, okay, once I get it, two times you're bad. There's no in between. Third time I'm gonna
stop.
What if
it's twice
you.
In one day?
You're gonna get the bad. Oh, okay. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't change perspective. But yeah, no, I was just like, oh, I don't like, but then this, my other conundrum with that is, do I want to teach them? Do I want to
invest? That takes a lot of effort.
Yes. And like, I mean, seeing as how, you know, this person or these people have been in my life for longer than one or two dates. So it's like, how do you continue to, like, do you, I don't know. Because it's like, I don't want to waste time trying to teach somebody.
Wait, Turnip has said, this is why I go all the way on the first date. Well, back when I wanted to. Or wanted to date. I can't be with a bad kisser or a dude with an ugly mangled dick.
I agree.
Oh, poor thing. What if he's a bad kisser and he has a mangled dick?
That sucks for him.
You think he's been kissing himself?
That's no, he's been kissing the fucking tree.
That's but what about his dick?
But you know what? But here. But, you know, he's,
off he was track. Just sucking it.
Fuck. Scrape. Anyway, so I also think that, you know, you don't necessarily want to teach them all your little tricks, but you want to teach them enough so that that way the next person they go to, they're not like, holy fuck, dude, you're a horrible
kisser.
But
the thing is we learned through each time we met someone. And sometimes people meet more people than others. So some people have more experience.
So AKA sometimes other men are sluts or sluttier than you.
I mean, I wasn't trying to say anything about you. I'm just saying.
Right. You know, and I kind of have to take it because, you know, this point in my life, I don't make out with a lot of people. Shit, I'd make out with Mud if it moved a little.
Okay. Nowhere, Chrissy. A good first kiss also may get you first night sex. Worked with Bob. Oh, I wish John Ong was on so he could. Y'all gonna have a contest?
No,
I mean he's on, but we can't be with us. Right.
He's
so
always
bad
on.
Kisser. I'm loving everything people are giving us. Yeah. But guys, that's pretty much what we were. It's pretty much what I told Roger.
Oh,
it's pretty much what I told Roger. But then he's like, well. I just can't. You're trying to give him a little more chance, but you don't want to teach him.
I don't want to teach him everything, but I want to kind of guide him a little bit. And he did say, I know I'm a bad kisser, but I know you will teach me because you're really good. And I was like, oh, hey, girl, I still got it.
Okay. First, that's probably why his kiss was bad, because I would not even come close to that. That's what I think about that.
Right.
What was I going to say? Shit. It was about the kissing. Fuck. I can't remember what it was. It was a good point. I was trying to read the room and then my computer logged off. I'm sorry. We have 5 minutes.
I know.
Should we do like a real quick through? People ask us questions and we answer it really as fast as we can.
Okay. We have four minutes. So go on ahead and start asking questions.
Make them kind of easy so there's no story. Okay. We can sidetrack. Totally beat John Ong. All right, people, you have questions, ask us. We're trying to scan the room. I know that you're 7 seconds behind us. Question to Roger, why Ricky?
Oh, girl, that's what I ask myself all the time.
Favorite color person?
You know, we got a lot of shit for last week's episode.
You guys,
2 weeks ago on Twitter.
Oh my gosh, we totally got it.
We were called racists, which I don't...
Have you ever exchanged nude pics with anyone? Yes,
yes, of course. Hello, are you gay?
Will you be touching Turnip Head's butthole in Vegas?
I hope so.
pink or brown? That's a classic Foul Monkeys question. Because
Dennis, you know what? I did absolutely fucking fine in spelling, okay? I had an A-.
pink or brown, that's a game we used to play when we would introduce each other. The and nipples, you would guess, are they pink or brown? Yours are brown, I think.
They are brown.
Yeah.
I mean, they're more...
You just guess. You go to somebody and be like, is he pink or brown? And you're like, oh, he's a totes brown.
Baron said, well, I do my board.
Favorite eye color would definitely be blue for me.
Blue for me, too.
Boxer or briefs? I have on briefs. Actually, I have boxer briefs on
today. I have boxer trunks.
They're like cute, trunks. Too.
Oh, I like those. Those are cute. Mine are...
Oh. Oh, my God. Are we turning into, like, the turnip style podcast? Oh, starting to get naked?
We're gonna sit really close to the microphone and be naked? I want to be in that one.
Let's see here. Summer or winter? Summer, totally.
Winter.
Chocolate or white cake?
Well, I'm eating chocolate, so chocolate.
Yeah, I'm a chocolate cake too. Well, no, I prefer vanilla.
It depends on the frosting, but yes, because I like where.
Nowhere, Chrissy. Question, Ricky. Ricky, if I promise to make time, can we do a lush shopping trip in Vegas this year?
No,
yes, auntie. Yes. Oh my God, let's get into it.
Get into it.
We totally ran out of time last year and we couldn't do it. So, but this year we can do it. Yes. Cilantro or parsley?
Cilantro.
Yeah. Let's see here. Naked is great. Banana. Yes. Wait. Should we do who can do the longest? Yes.
Oh no.
Should we do it?
No.
Guys in the room, we have 1 minute. We have to almost go. Oh my God, you guys, this went by so fast.
Oh my God, make sure that you guys listen to the next podcast that's coming up, which is Hello Waffles.
Hello Waffles.
You'll
learn about how to be a vegan, shop at Trader Joe's, and
eat everything organic.
Everything organic.
Like everything, like semen organic.
Oh, Periscope nakedness. We were going to do Periscope, but we didn't because
never.
There was a lot of body showing. So,
give me body.
Roll out on your R's, Ricky. Or just you. Was that me or her?
No, that's you. And you need to...
We
need
to You guys, make sure you stay tuned to Hello Waffles. We greatly appreciate you guys showing up. Love you.
We love you guys. Thank you for Ink, Blind, and Confused for introducing us. Make sure you go to pride48.com for all the info regarding Vegas, which is happening August
Yeah. Check out the website. You'll find out. 30. Yeah. Contact us at Twitter at Foul Monkeys.
Contact us on Facebook at Foul Monkeys. And our Gmail is foulmonkeys@gmail.com. And the phone number?
You can call us 863-666-0377. Bye, everyone. We love you. Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, Fullerton, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, left at yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.